With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to part two. I would like to say hello to the voices in the room. Hello, voices.
Hello.
And hello to my friend, colleague, and sometimes enemy, Francis Bull.
Good day, sir.
Francis is about to read out, well, in part one, if you haven't listened to it already, please go back and listen to it, because I read out my version of Valentine's Day. Now, Frankie decided to write her version of Valentine's Day, and Francis has decided it be a good idea to read it out.
Here we go. All right. Well,
here we go.
Seeming as last Valentine's, Jamie woke up in his bed with not me, but a random, as I like to call them, club ho, despite dating me. This was a fresh take on Valentine's, as I was super excited.
What?
Is that true?
We weren't going out. We were dating. And also, I don't think that's quite true. Frank and I just started dating. We kind of, you know, going on dates, things like that.
She obviously meant a lot to you.
And she did mean a lot. And I was also seeing other people, as you do when you're sort of single. And she found out that on Valentine's Day last year, I went on a Valentine's date with someone else.
Wow. How did she find that out?
She hated it. As the social media, they always find these things out. It's crazy.
Does she stalk you on social media?
She stalks me. Continue.
Okay, so despite dating me, this was a fresh take on Valentine's and I was super excited. Jamie's also one of those boys who tends to just throw money at the present rather than thought. And to be honest with you, that works out quite well for me, as I like expensive things. I started to feel anxious on the night of the 13th when Jamie told me he finished late, but in this case, 9:30 p.m. So this was his excuse for not making his way over to my flat, by the way, which is an 8-minute drive.
To be honest, this is the thing. I finished really late. I finished at 11
at night.
p.m. I didn't finish at 9 p.m. She's lying in her diary. She's even lying to herself in her diary.
Well, we'll have to take your word for it. Which is an 8-minute drive. In order for us to wake up together. Whatever, my bed's only a double. I prefer sleeping on my own anyway. So I wake up and my Instagram is completely filled with huge bouquets of flowers, brunch with bae, and all that jazz. I didn't even get a text. Okay, whatever. It's fine. He always pulls it out of the bag. I spent the morning constantly walking all the way down to my concierge, which is a long walk, I'll have you know, asking if anything had arrived for number 22. Nope, nothing. God damn it. I then decide, you know what, I'll take my girls for lunch and a shopping trip. And, well, I'd actually forgotten to get anything for Jamie. I also knew it would distract me by the time I got back there and there would be a huge bouquet of flowers waiting for me. I wanted to get Jamie something cute and thoughtful because anything else, well, his taste is beyond expensive and it would consist of me spending a few thousand pounds.
This is ridiculous. See, I don't get that. That's just... No, I'm the type of guy who just likes...
You're obsessed with brands.
No, I'm not obsessed with...
You're obsessed with brand names.
I'm not obsessed with brand... No,
you
I'm
said,
not.
Yeah, you did. You've told that to me before.
No, I'm not. I like things with meaning
behind it. Where's your current sweatshirt from?
All of Bar Brown.
Yeah, so that's like but anything's ridiculously a brand. Overpriced. All of our, sorry all about Brown, I think your stuff is very well priced. If you want to send me anything. I headed to Urban Outfitters and bought him this jumper, which I had actually bought for myself previously, which he wanted to steal, him, as well as a cactus. Did you want to steal her cactus as well?
I didn't want to steal the cactus.
I actually bought the cactus because its spikes were thinning, and for some bizarre reason, it reminded me of Jamie's hair. Oh, and I bought a card. Got back to the flat, no flowers? Jeez, this boy is in trouble. That's it. Ignore the next 2 to 3 hours. And I did. I even hinted that I didn't want to go to this bloody dinner. Oh, which, by the way, was a free dinner.
Wasn't free. It wasn't
you
free.
It was not you free. Can you believe it?
Hey, hold on.
Oh,
no.
My God, you took it to a free dinner for Valentine's Day.
I didn't take it to a free... No, my friend is...
Wow, you're really stumbling in your words now.
My friend is the maitre d' there, and what happened was is that he said, why don't you come for dinner to get down at Windows? Like, great, that sounds amazing. So I went there, and at the end, he handed me the bill, and it was nothing. He gave it to me for free, but I wasn't expecting that. You know, I didn't expect it to be free, but
he just made you look really cheap.
But I feel like that's unfair.
So you managed to get away with only spending £120.
Go, continue.
On Valentine's Day. Okay. Anyway, I get myself ready and wrote this card. Now, I love cards. I think they are so much more important than the present. Now, me and Jamie have now been together for one Valentine's, one birthday, and one Christmas. And I am still yet to receive my first card. Jamie.
Again, this is unfair. Again, I feel like this is unfair because I do. Every single time I give her a card, but what she expects to have is a card that, you know, you open up and it has something on the front. What I do is I write on a little bit of paper.
Yeah, so that's not technically a card.
That is a card. 100% it's a card.
No, that's because a paper.
No, it's not. It's made on... It's a bit of card. A card is a bit of card written on it. Right, guys?
No.
You're all nodding in the back.
No.
You don't agree?
You've got to find a random bit of paper.
What do you write on it?
I write... So this year, it's actually really romantic. She was sitting across from me at the table, and I knew that there was going to be a great view behind her. So I wrote on a card something... Actually, I can read it to you. So I wrote on a card because I knew it was going to be a great view, because Galvanite Windows is this sort of very tall kind of... place, and I wrote, hold on 1 second as I get my phone out and try and find it. The view from my table couldn't have been better. If only she was closer to me, then it would have been magical.
What?
I thought that was really nice.
Went down well.
If only she, who's she?
Frankie, I gave it to her. She was sitting across from me. She was sitting across from me at the table.
You wrote it in, in the third person. Wait, no. What? About
I wrote
her
it knowing that
indirectly.
She was
going
to. Yeah, I tried to make it very poetic. It didn't work. Fine. Pass me that laptop.
No. Okay, let's get this. So you wrote her a card.
Gave her a key ring and took her for dinner.
You said,
the
view is so wonderful. If only she could be closer to me.
Because she was sitting across the table. I thought it was romantic.
But how does she know you're talking about her?
Well, who else would I be talking about?
She could encompass any member of the female race.
Okay, continue. Go.
Okay. All right. And I'm still yet to receive my first card. I knew he wouldn't get me one because I was already in a bitch mood. So I wrote, to Jamie, love Frankie. God, I'm a spiteful bitch. He finally arrives and I spy on him through the intercom. And all I notice is a single rose with some packaging on it. By the time he makes it to the flat, the packaging was all gone. And do you know why? Probably because I live above a large Sainsbury's, and it most likely had a Sainsbury's in bright orange writing all over it.
Not true again. Not true.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
EWH, what does that mean?
Ew.
Ew, okay. alright, ew in capital letters, which I think means emphasis. He then whips out the Tiffany blue box and my eyes light up. Yay! At least he's got me some nice jewellery despite no card and no dying rose. Oh, one dying rose. His excuse for this is that the bouquets were too expensive. I'm sorry, what? A 21-year-old man...
28-year-old man.
28-year-old man who lives in a luxurious flat in Chelsea can't afford more than one rose. Anyway, I open the box, feeling guilty for being such a bitch all day, and oh my god, the disappointment. I really hope I hit it well. In fact, actually, I don't care because I told him afterwards. Do you want to know what it was? A bloody key ring. Of all the things you can get from Tiffany, and he chose a key ring. The thing is, I know Jamie way too well for my own good. He would have left it to the absolute last minute in the hope that a nice dinner would do, even though he wasn't paying for it.
I love how
he would have freaked out when I messaged him telling them I was buying his present, and he would have run off to Tiffany and thought to himself, what can I get which requires absolutely no thought process whatsoever, which costs around £120? Wow, she even guessed the price. What do you think? She checked it out afterwards.
She probably checked it out, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's it, a key ring. Well, Valentine's was a disappointment to say the least. Better luck next time, Jamie. Oh, that's at least she's got faith you'll
so that,
be next time.
So that that's, was that's Frankie's right. version of, which I think it's very interesting how girls and guys sort of idea of what happened today is completely different, because I still don't think that's quite true.
So I
did put effort into it. I did forget, but I still put effort into it.
So
right?
I think what we can be certain of is that you've managed to lower the bar, the standard for Valentine's Day gifts for next year. So anything really will be an improvement. You just have to get a anything other than a key ring, I think.
I know, right? Right, here we go. Back to my diary. How I look at things. Wednesdays basically mean Thursdays. Thursdays means Friday, and Friday is the weekend. So it's the weekend. Wednesday is always that random day that nothing ever happens on it. What exciting thing ever happens on Wednesday? Ash Wednesday, maybe? But no one has ever gone on a date on Wednesday, climbed Everest on Wednesday, or won the lottery on Wednesday.
I'm sure someone's climbed Everest on a Wednesday.
No one's climbed Everest on a Wednesday.
I'm sure someone's won the lottery on a Wednesday.
Isn't the lottery on a Wednesday?
No, the lottery isn't. The lottery's on a Friday. No,
every
it's not.
Week the lottery is on a Wednesday.
No, it's not.
The Euro Millions.
No so, one wins the lottery on a Wednesday.
Actually, someone does every week.
That
should say, someone wins the lottery every Wednesday.
No one has ever won the lottery. No one's
and
ever
also, probably someone's climbing Everest right now.
No one's ever gone, oh, have you ever gone, yes, it's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, someone will probably climb Everest.
Basically, what I'm saying is Wednesday is a nothing day. Now, this morning I had to get up super early because my filming time was 7:30 a.m. and across London. I'd set my alarm for a prompt 5:30 a.m. My thinking was that I'd wake up, go spinning, have a juice and begin the day. This, however, failed miserably as I snoozed my alarm 20 times, finally got up at 7 a.m, quickly showered and was late by 20 minutes.
God, so you actually didn't even get proper sleep. You just kept snoozing.
It's the worst. Guys, have you ever done that?
You made a schoolboy error there.
So actually, Wednesday, just to go backwards, it's hump day. Yeah. It's own hashtag.
It is hump day, yeah.
What is the hashtag hump day?
Hump day means that you're now it's all downhill. All downhill from here in the week.
What, downhill in life?
Downhill in terms of to get to the weekend. So the first part of the week is like uphill.
See, I'm much more motivated. Mine's downhill from Sunday. I get excited about the week ahead.
Well, you know,
and then Wednesday's uphill struggle.
You made a critical error. You know what I do so I don't end up falling victim to your
snoozing.
I actually set multiple alarms in case, so I can be really ambitious. Say I'll set one at 5:30, and then you know if I don't feel like waking up, I'll just turn it off, and then the next one will go in half an hour or something. So
the worst is when you set your alarm and you somehow, in the mix of sleeping, stop it, and then you just fall back asleep and don't wake up. Have you done that?
That nearly happened to me this morning.
I think it did happen to you this morning.
It nearly happened to me this morning because I was up late working last night, and I woke up at 9. I thought, should I come to this podcast, or should I? Maybe I should go to sleep and then, apologise later. But I made it, so here I am.
You did make it. Yeah. If anyone is in television, you will understand the problem when timing comes into filming. So I don't remember a date when I was given a call time and we stuck to it or didn't start or finish late. Plus, today was an event day. Now, event days begin once every episode, and it's where the whole cast come together and film some sort of fiesta.
Which is Spanish for party, any of those listeners.
Whether it's ballroom dancing, house or dinner party, it begins with the cast together in unison with the conclusion of some dramatic scene. This was like any other day, with drama being fired from every bouche. Mouth, for French.
Yeah. Drama in terms of what people were saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Not like a drama class.
Maybe you could have said drama being fired from every direction.
Okay. No, from every mouth, bouche, mouth. Mooth.
Oh, yeah, that's your Scottish coming out.
What was that? What was that advert? Mooth, booth, about the loose. What was that? Wasn't that? Moose, loose.
It was a song, wasn't it?
Yeah, moose, loose, about the hoose. Wasn't that like a Frutella advert? Frutella, too juicy for you. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I love that ad.
Do you remember Starburst? Do you remember what Starburst would be called before they were Starburst?
Oh, yeah.
Opal fruits. Yeah. Do you know what two of the most underrated things in the world are? Lion bar and hand jobs.
Quavers are underrated.
Square crisps as well. Walker's squares, delicious. Oh, yes. Anyway, this is digressing again. Here we go. I decided to slink away with Miss Stephanie Pratt, who you may have seen from the MTV hit show The Hills, to Nobu, right next door, around 5 p.m. Now, I feel 2017 is about changing/trying new things. I've already mentioned that I want to try and meditate and spin, pescatarian, and become pescatarian, but I'm trying to drink less. However, the clever curse of Stephanie swept over me, and suddenly I was 4 tequilas down in a fight with Frankie because I had drunk and dancing around in Bargo's nightclub until 2 a.m. in the morning. Steph must be a witch who puts curses on people. That was my defense.
Oh, so you basically got smashed.
I didn't. Well, frankly, we have this problem right now that she doesn't like when I drink and go out and party because she freaks out. So therefore, she, doesn't want me. She wants to stay with, and if I get drunk, she gets irritated by it.
So after this awful Valentine's Day, you then, the next day, just go out and get absolutely smashed with another girl.
Yeah, and we just continue this fight.
Well, at least you can go for a poo because you're not in her flat.
Yeah, well, you're out, so she's probably pooing.
Can we also understand this pooing sensation? The pooing sensation, I can poo in my flat with her there, that's absolutely fine. It's when other people are in the flat.
Your flat or her flat?
No, when I'm in her flat and other people are in her flat, then I start to freak out.
But she can't poo in your
flat. She's got no lock.
But she can't poo in my flat because she freaks out.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think she tends the loo, no. I never...
That's a problem, maybe.
God, do you know what happened to me the other day?
Maybe you should teach her how to tend the loo.
I was shooting a...
It's a type of curry, isn't it?
Tenderloo. Thursday. Satan is back. He's brought his friends with him. And Frankie is so unimpressed with me, she hasn't spoken a word to me since 7 p.m. the last night. By some magical feat, even though my adventures from last night left me hitting my pillow around 3 a.m, I managed to drag myself to Core Collective to spin at an early 7:30 a.m. It was mainly because I was meeting my friend Rupert there, who I'd managed to leave at a loose end twice now when it came to spinning. And I felt that he wouldn't want to speak to me again if it made it the third time. In fairness, the fact that I got up, did a spin, made the stench of Satan leave my brain slightly until early in the morning meeting when it came back with full force. Thursdays are also the day which I do my Heat radio show, where I speak of the hard-hitting news that has happened this week, such as the most liked selfie on Instagram and what Justin Bieber has been up to. I'm actually being unfair and should probably change this before someone reads and then I get fired. Speaking of which, I've never actually been fired. I do absolutely love my radio show and have done it for a couple years now. Radio is, however, is much harder than television. For some reason, when the mic goes live and you have to speak naturally, it becomes a challenge even when your head is pounding and it's pre-record, which means the show goes live out on a weekend, so you can't talk of Sense a Day or anything really about what's happening to you that day because it's meant to be the weekend. Frankie and I still haven't spoken. Now, this continued with Frankie until the weekend. So basically, my Friday and Saturday, I'm kind of going to leave out because it was just a big, full tornado force of just arguing with Frankie.
Yeah.
Which it just seems to be happening every single week at the moment.
I mean, you would have thought that Valentine's Day would have brought you guys close together, but I guess
pushed
the
us key apart.
Ring, you know, it really...
It pushed us apart.
Had the opposite effect.
It completely pushed us apart.
In your Sainsbury's Rose.
Yeah. Was it actually from Sainsbury's?
It wasn't from Sainsbury's.
Just be honest.
It wasn't from Sainsbury's.
Where was it?
It wasn't.
It's a nod.
It was.
It wasn't. Do you know what? I think you guys are dicks. Sunday. Here we go. As I said this before, I'll say it again. God rested on Sunday because even he or she or it needed to have a rest. Therefore, any work on a Sunday should be made illegal, especially when it's filming in East London at the cool time of 8 a.m. Also, when Frankie has an early cool time, she likes to set the alarm around 6 a.m. that she can go and wash her hair. She actually just looked over as I was writing this and said she doesn't wash her own hair.
What?
She doesn't wash her own hair.
Who washes it?
Duck and Dry, whatever it's called. It's like a blow-drying place.
Well, she goes and gets it washed.
Blow-dried for
her. So she doesn't...
I don't know.
But what if she has really greasy hair?
She goes and does it...
What if it's like the weekend?
I don't know. She doesn't.
Maybe it's open on the weekend.
What happens
it's
if she goes swimming?
Yeah.
Hey, she doesn't get her hair wet. I've never seen her swim.
You've never seen her swim? Does she not swim in South France?
No. I didn't really see her swim. I saw her paddle. That's the difference between swimming. Swimming and paddling is not the same thing.
She just doggy paddles.
She just doggy paddles.
Is she afraid to swim in front of you?
I'm scared of the sea. I'm scared of the
Maybe
sea.
She...
Is anyone else scared of the sea? You know, here's a little fact for you. Here's a little fact for you. This is where my IQ comes in. We know more about the universe than we know.
No, we
know
more about the surface of the moon than we do about the...
No,
the,
we know the... more about space than we do about the ocean.
No, we know more about the surface of the moon than we do about... That's complete nonsense. Listen to what you just said. We know more about space than the ocean. Are you serious?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my God. No, that's you, no, what, Google what you're it, probably Francis. Thinking is that we know more about the surface of the moon than we know about the floor of the ocean.
No, we know about...
Because it takes, you know, like 70% of the world is ocean, right? So the majority of the world we have unexplored. And we'd have, you know, we can't explore the...
Anyway.
NASA are making an announcement today.
Saying what?
They've discovered a new solar system with life.
Yeah, they know that they think that, yeah, no, they said it's likely that there's life in this solar system, yeah. What is that?
Guys, we got way more hard-hitting news on Sunday than NASA finding life. Come on, are you kidding me? Are we all ready to now listen to my diary? Thank you. Calm down. Come on, settle down, everyone. Sorry, settle down, everyone. She saw this and she told me she doesn't wash her own hair, put makeup on, and is make much noise as possible so there is no chance of having any more sleep before filming. She's now gone so I can ask her I can't ask her the question, but I am convinced there is method to her madness. That's a Shakespeare quote. Yeah. No worries. It's from Hamlet.
Yeah.
Yeah, method to his madness. Isn't that Hamlet? Anyway, sorry, that was just my English. A-level coming out, I got an A. And she wants me to be awake at the same time as her so she doesn't feel alone. It's a one-bedroom flat, so I'm not too sure how anyone can feel lonely in a place like that. Because of my Valentine's Day failure, I decided to take Frankie to Cowworth Park for an evening and a night. We stayed there so many times, we've now dubbed it our country house. With the peanuts and the minibar costing £8, it seems rather expensive place to come to have room service and a bath. But everyone has their home away from home, and ours is a hotel in Ascot. But you'll do anything in the name of love, right? The day wouldn't have been a Sunday without a little drama. Frankie had a bladder infection.
Oh, no.
Note to self, if you ever have a sick problem, do not Google it. It either results in death, AIDS, or cancer. Cranberry juice and hot water with Frankie puking her antibiotics into the loo. Just a normal Sunday. She's not pregnant, Matt.
Oh, my God. It's morning sickness.
Oh, my God. Why would you throw that cannonball at me? It's pregnant. She's not pregnant, is she?
Well, it might not be yours. Yeah.
She's not pregnant. She's not pregnant.
I'm telling you.
She's not pregnant.
Maybe she's pregnant with Mitten's baby.
Anyway, I'm going to... Fine. What do you think of the diary?
It's good. I think, obviously... Your life is just one barrel of laughs.
Do you know, also, what we like to do is that Francis and I want to answer any of your questions. So if you have any issues, any queries, any problems, any situations that you can't get out of, we want to act as your agony aunt. Because I feel that we, well, especially me, I have answers to your life questions.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are one answer. I may have another.
But if you want to email us at info@jamielang@gmail.com, that would be amazing. So that's info@jamielang@gmail.com. Ask us anything. And yeah, until next time, Francis.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.